Welcome to episode 409 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Lyon is located in the central eastern part of France, about 2 hours by train and south of Paris. Recognized as an UNESCO World Heritage Site, Lyon is considered the third largest city in France after Paris and Marseille. Both the Seine River and the Rhone River pass through the city of Lyon, offering the perfect blend of tradition, food, history, and culture. There is something for everyone to fall in love with in Lyon. Recently, Lindsay had the opportunity to meet this beautiful city in person and is here to share. So let's get started. So I know this was part of a whirlwind Europe trip that you did. So how did you actually get to Lyon and where were you coming from?
So I ended up docking in Lyon on the beautiful Ama Cristina, Ama Waterways. So I did actually do a little bit of cheating. So we spent a day, actually 2 days on the cruise ship, 1 day in Lyon, but then 1 day doing kind of day tours as you would if you were in that area, and could very easily, like going to Beaujolais and going to the beautiful wine region and stuff like that. And then I stayed. As always, I have to extend my time in any city for several days, and really am very sad that I didn't just call home and have my husband ship all of my stuff. Just live there. I absolutely love Lyon. I really am. I'm kind of torn about doing this podcast because I feel like
you don't want to tell people about it.
yeah. Like I feel like it's not like it's undiscovered or anything, but I feel like it hasn't been ruined by tourism. I'd actually kind of really like to move there. But it's such a gorgeous city, and it has such a unique blend of, so the UNESCO heritage part is the old town. And in this old town, there are all of these passageways, and I'm going to butcher all of this pronunciation. So Donna's going to have so much fun correcting me on what all of this is what the pronunciation is for everything here. But the is it troubadours? But they're these passageways. There's over 400 of them, and they were built for the silk workers, so they could kind of like cut through all these little narrow alleyways. And if you're picturing this city, just picture medieval Renaissance, tall buildings, winding, narrow walkways, only fit for pedestrians. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then outside of that area is more modern, but it's got this laid back, it's hard to describe. It's a big city, but it has a very laid back feel to it. And there's just a plethora of transportation options. I, of course, walked when I wasn't on a tour. I was walking. But you can do e-bikes. You can do those scooters that I fell in love with in Vienna. You can take public transportation, trolley cars, all you name it. Had I not come in on a cruise ship, the most popular way, or one of the most popular ways to come to Lyon, because it is in central France, is by train. And if you're interested in, I think it's about 2 hours. I think I'd written down. Yeah, 2 hours by train from south of Paris. You can also take a plane. You can fly in. But as I discovered when I was looking for my return flight home, it was quite expensive to fly out of Lyon. It was much cheaper for me to train into Paris and fly home. So I think it'd be it might be a little more cost effective depending on where you're coming from to look at alternative flight arrangements. But this town is kind of like a little, I feel like it's a little time capsule. It's like a city inside a city, like a little treasure. And that there are two big mountain range vistas, which I'm not going to be able to remember either or their names, and I apologize for that. But from those mountain points, you can see the whole entire city there. And on either side of the old town is the Rhone and the Saône rivers. The history of this town, of course, dates back to the Renaissance and the silk workers, very, very big trade enterprise here. And that might be kind of what fuels what Lyon is most known for, is being the gastronomical capital, they say, of France, but really France is the gastronomical capital of the world. So you could say, one could argue that Lyon is the foodie capital of the world. Because if it's the best food in France can be found in Lyon, then the best food in the world can be found in Lyon. Oh, and it is so true. And there are all these little bouchons. And what a bouchon, again, pronunciation, I apologize for any French person who happens to stumble across this podcast. But these bouchons were started out as you know, most of the best things that we find nowadays started off for common people, right? For the working folk. These restaurants were all little local establishments where the silk workers would go eat. And over the years, they've really honed their craft. And when you're in Lyon, if you go, you want to look for like the official, there's an official a symbol, a sign in the window that that lets you know that if you're one of the true bouchons, the food there is incredible. And it's all very unique. And each one of them has kind of their own little local cult following. And it's one of those, it's almost like out of a storybook where this family's been making, it's the butcher's been doing nothing but meat in his family for generations and generations, or the person who makes the cheese, or the chocolatier, or they've honed their craft to the point of where they compete annually for the spot of the best crafter or creator. And this little beautiful corner of the world tends to attract not only foodies, but lots of chefs and aspiring chefs, and is pretty well known for Paul Bocuse. I cannot say it. Paul Bocuse.
So what's the best thing you ate there?
I don't even know how to say it.
Okay, what was it made of?
What was it? What was it?
I had a lamb. I had an amazing cheese dish. I had amazing, what else did I eat? Oh, I had a salad, which sounds weird because I don't normally eat salad, but it wasn't a typical salad.
So you're saying the best thing you ate there was a salad?
No, that's not the best thing. Everything was delicious. Everything was wonderful. Probably the best thing I ate there, and I didn't even eat it there. I bought it there and brought it home with me, and actually had some of it at the airport when I was in France. And then I literally cried in my hotel room because I should have eaten the chocolate when I was in the store. Had I eaten the chocolate when I was in the store, I would have thrown all of my clothes away or donated them and filled my entire suitcase with that chocolate and brought it home. It's hands down the best chocolate I've ever had in my whole entire life. It's so good.
Was it like dark chocolate, milk chocolate?
No, it was milk chocolate. And it was fantastic. We had the most amazing cheese. I went to the hall, the food hall, or the food, the main food hall inside Lyon. They renamed years ago in honor of Paul Bocuse. I wish I knew how to say that. but this food hall, I did two different food tours. I did one with the cruise ship and then one on my own in this food hall. And each one was a little bit different, but we got to try some incredible, I know what the best thing I ate was. Baby Jesus salami. So it's actually called Baby Jesus. I'm not making it up. It's the name of the salami. Mm-hmm. But it's so good. I was contemplating trying to figure out how could I get this past TSA? Would they really stop me if I wrap this really well? I did not do it, but oh, it was so good. My husband would have died.
You can't bring salami through customs?
You can't bring meat. So
you can bring cheese, but you can't bring meat.
Yeah, you can, but then the cheese has to be packaged in a special, certain way.
It's got to be shrink wrapped.
Yeah.
I remember they wouldn't let us buy like the Kinder chocolate in the airport because they said that the customs in the US would make us throw it away.
No, you can bring chocolate.
Not
well, the Kinder chocolate had the toys in it that kids could choke on because
yeah, but if it's for personal use.
Nope. They told us Americans can't buy it. They'll get thrown away. And we were like, we promise we won't choke on the can't anyway. I'm sorry.
So there are 4,000 restaurants in Lyon. At least 4,000 restaurants. And there are, as of 2021, there were over 20 I think 21 Michelin star restaurants. And wow. three of the very first Michelin star restaurants to ever get a 3 Michelin star rating are in Lyon. That is the level of foodie we're talking here. This is nothing. I had nothing bad there. There was nothing bad. It was the chocolate you were eating was like the best chocolate. The cheese was the best cheese. It was that level of amazing foodiness. And it was all wrapped up in this very casual atmosphere. There was the old town could get a little touristy in parts, but it still very much had this authentic. One of the things I did when I was there is I visited the post office and mailed some stuff home. The post office I went to was located right by the university. So there was a university and a college town. And so there's all this very unique, different styles of food over there. And each little pocket of the city had its own kind of flavor, so to speak, when it came to food. And there was just so much to see there. And one of the other things that they're known for is the very first movie ever, the fathers, the brothers who invented cinema are from Lyon. So the very first movie ever was filmed in Lyon. And I did walk down that that street. There's a museum there all about it. I unfortunately didn't have enough time to go into that. There are two funiculars, the little trolleys that take you up the hill. And one of them is the very first one ever in existence. Is in
like,
Lyon.
Like an incline, like they have in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
No, enough. Did you make it to the park?
Which one?
The one that's nicknamed the Lung of Lyon?
No, I went down by the water where all of the the vendors set up for the farmers market. And I went to I went to Beaujolais. I went out to the wine region. Did go past some of the, I went down through some of the silk corridors and kind of explored on my own. Sorry if you can hear her crying, I apologize. That's all I can hear is her crying. I went to a lot of the bouchons. It took me a while to figure out what I was going to eat every day because there were so many good options and everything smelled so good. So I really highly recommend researching in advance what you want to eat because it's really, if you suffer from any type of choice paralysis, it's almost a little bit like that around dinner time when the smells come wafting out of these bouchons as you're walking down in the old town area. There was a big soccer match going on when I was there. So there were a bunch of people from the UK who were in Lyon for
nice.
And so there was lots of lively people outside the old town in the regular city center eating outside and drinking and watching sports. And it was a good, I don't know. I kind of fell in love with the city. The architecture is incredible. They've got you can hear her. I'm sorry. So the Lumiere brothers are the two brothers who invented cinema there, Louis and August. And that's in the Montplaisir neighborhood. And there are like least 23 different museums. You could easily spend quite a bit of time just going through the museums and wandering around the city. I embarrassingly thought I was going to spend more time indoors, but it was so beautiful. I had such perfect weather that I really did just walk around and like eat everything. I'd grab like a little bite here, a little bite there.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I took advantage of being in the city, but you're never going to, you could eat a different place for like 4,000 restaurants. You could eat at a different place every time. And
for years. Yeah.
Yeah. For years. and
10 years. Yeah.
And how was restaurant pricing?
Very cheap. Very affordable. It was painfully affordable to have some of the best food I've ever had in my whole entire life, and have it be way more affordable than the crappy food that I eat on a regular basis at home was depressing. So bad.
Well, that's what happens, I guess, when you have 4,000 options.
And you have people vying to be the best. I mean, there's this passion and this skill and tradition. I mean, that's really what I fell in love with there. The art, it's the tradition. The respect that they have for the craft of their culinary art is incredible. And I think that's what leads to such great food, is that idea of you doing one thing and you just do it really, really well. I think that this is a great little example of what that can be like over time if your family is...
Yep.
There is a giant, the biggest shopping mall in all of Europe is there too. I did not go to that, but there's a big shopping mall. And the very the boat tours, the little boat tours that were the precursors to river cruises, started it was invented in Lyon. So the idea of cruising up and down the river was actually, they invented river cruising, cinema, and pretty much the heart and soul of food. So why wouldn't I love this?
So you haven't talked about any like wine or beer. Did you find breweries here?
Not breweries, but wineries. Yes. I went out to Beaujolais and went out into a family farm, and did a wine tasting at a family farm and got to see their crops and how things are progressing, and learn a little bit about the history. And the owner, the son that inherited, was showing off his father's antique tools. And then he'd bring something out, and he'd pass it around, and we'd all have to try and guess what it was.
What
so
does that was do? Kind of
I'm like, what does this do? Yeah. And there were some very unique, some very unique things that, that he had, they were part of that collection. But it was so great to see this little family run farm. And of course, if I could, I don't think I made it home because I drank it, but I did buy wine. I bought wine.
Well, at least
there,
you didn't lose it in the mail. You know,
the problem in France is that everywhere I went, I bought wine, but then I would buy wine knowing, I guess I have to drink that other bottle because I can't take more than two bottles. So I've got to, you know, I had to make room for the new wine that I fell in love with. So every time I try a new wine, I fall in love. And then here we are. And that was one of those places where you can buy the wine. It's very cheap, but they did not ship to the US. So unfortunately, but those are usually the best places to go. There's a lot of places you can go get wine shipped home, and I don't want to knock them because I've got some great wine ships home.
So was the two bottle limit like something self-imposed?
That's US.
Oh, really?
That's US, well, baby. TSA rules.
Actually, it's not. You just have to pay the duty after two bottles. You can bring home a case, but you have to pay the duty on it.
50-pound maximum on your suitcase.
Well, that too. You also have to pay, you know, oversized baggage and overweight baggage. So there are reasons to try to stay kind of under that. But if you really are desperate you're really determined, there is a way.
I was pretty much, this was like a very long trip for me, and I had already mailed home quite a few things and still came home with the maximum amount of pounds I was allowed to have in my luggage from booze.
Because oversized luggage cost you an extra like $70. Yep. Yeah.
But it's okay, because I know I'll be back, and I might actually move there. So I'm not, I know I say that in jest, but it's really in the top five areas in the world that we're looking, we're shopping right now for some place to move to. And Lyon is very high on that list for me. There's just everything here. And it's definitely a place I want to go back. I think it's a perfect place for slow travel, if you know what I mean by that. I don't even know if that's an official term or if I'm just just an easy style of a trip. If you're looking for a nice, relaxing, where you're still culturally inspired, where there's still enough to see and do, where you don't feel like you're bored, where there's still some great food options, but you don't feel like you're running here, there. You do not have to go too far away from Lyon to see a lot of wonderful things. You can do day trips to the Beaujolais area, it's the second largest wine region in France, right? So there's like at least 14 different wine routes that you can take, and you can go visit these wineries by car, by foot. You can do horseback. You can even fly to some of the wineries. You can do flights. So it's very, and it's a very accessible part of the world, very affordable, very laid back. Just nice. So now the secret's out, and
now you just blasted it all over YouTube. There you go.
No, I think the secret's been out for a while. I just don't. Maybe it's only 2 hours, and you were, I think, 2 hours from Paris. Why aren't more Americans going here? I really just, it's somehow just under the radar, I think. I don't know. It's very, but now with the popularity of river cruising increasing, I anticipate.
Well, I think people want to go to like the beach or like the French Riviera, you know, Paris, like those big hotspot kind of places. Yeah. You
know? I love Paris, but Paris has nothing on Lyon. I take Lyon every day of the year of Paris.
All right.
Good to know.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.